Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We will get to the luxury that Ohio State has in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friends out in Holdridge. Score one, smoking.
Score one.
Chris has everything off your barbecue rubs and sauces for both grillers and competitors alike. Also, go to scoreonesmoking.com to get this product, either in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Can they send it to you?
They can. They'll mail it to you.
What's
they
will mail it.
What if you wanted Chris the actual Nelson. Product? What if you actually wanted like some food that's been cooked already. Can you get that, Jake?
I'm sure you probably could.
Oh, you can.
Chris would help you out with that.
Yeah, he caters worldwide. So, Chris, this last weekend was in Excelsior Springs. Did I say that right?
Yes.
That sounds right.
That sounds right.
100.
He finished 12th overall out of 200 teams. 12th overall out of 200 teams. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. So, in the top, obviously, top 5%, close to that. Let's go 7% maybe. He's crushing it. And the thing about this is, okay, this is a lot of these people, all they do is barbecue. Chris is a pro, but he also is also a big part of running First Rate Ag. Can you imagine that? That's like being like, again, like a world-class banker, and then also you play point guard for the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah.
That's a lot going on at one
time.
Chris is doing that. Yeah, so you can get all the product. He crushed it. Just absolutely crushed it this weekend. Got pictures, got live reports, showed me where he had breakfast at, checked in.
Wait a second. Where's Excelsior Springs?
It's in Missouri. Okay, it's in Missouri, but I don't know exactly where it's at.
He goes around, though.
He travels. He travels the world.
When you're good,
to bring barbecue to the people. And it's what he does. And then also, by the way, he'll make you a ton of money in your crops. Yeah. How about that? Him and Parker.
But doing incredible work over
Thank
there.
Thank you, Ag great and barbecue.
He's a great cook, and he makes a ton of money.
And yes. the Amtrak does stop at Holdridge,
it does
by the
stop
way.
There.
So we could take that train some morning.
We talked about
get
that.
Get 3 in the morning
we took
before
the train
show.
Out there. The problem would be taking the train. We'd have to have a vehicle to get us back.
Yeah.
The train coming back would probably be about a 14-hour wait, probably something like that.
Yeah, you'd be waiting until about, I don't know, midnight to get on the train probably.
Yes, okay.
So we don't want that.
All that needs to be worked out.
Yes. Thank you to Score One Smoking. ScoreOneSmoking.com. Ohio State, we know, is very loaded with talent. They have
sports.
That's right. They have four players on the AP preseason All-American first team. Caleb Downs, the safety, the transfer from Alabama, is one of those. Also, we got Emeka Egbuka, the receiver, Donovan Jackson, the guard, and Denzel Burke, a cornerback. And don't forget Travion Henderson, second team running back, and defensive lineman Tyleek Williams, also second team. They got six players on the first or second team of preseason All-Americans. Hello.
Yeah.
They are stacked.
Yeah, they're stacked. I think Bill would agree. They're a notch ahead of Oregon. Oregon's loaded up too, but Ohio State's probably a notch ahead.
Depends on how you look at it. With if you talked about just that number, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or Oregon has the advantages, just the experience of a 6-year starter in Dylan Gabriel. That's the one also.
Better quarterback.
You would think right now Will Howard went to Ohio State because he got beat out at Kansas State.
You guys, think of Will Howard? We've never really discussed it. I mean,
he is officially the starter as of last week.
He's officially the starter.
Officially the starter.
I'm a fan. I just don't know if I can honestly say that I've watched enough of him.
Okay.
There's times and moments when I did watch him and I was very impressed.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, obviously, they felt the coach said it, that it's like, no, we're going with Avery Johnson. He's the starter. It's not a competition. he's the starter, he's our future, that's where we're going with it. And it's made him leave, which is interesting.
Yeah, it is.
But Will Howard, when TCU went to the playoffs, okay, and then they beat Michigan to go to the national championship game, they lost to Will Howard in the Big 12 championship game.
Yep.
So that's a big
he
loss.
He was excellent.
He did play very good.
Yep. So, you know, and then he has everyone around him, which is ridiculous. So I don't expect – I expect that he's Kyle McCord, maybe a little better. But he's not – but to sit there and
– he'll run it better than McCord.
Run it better than McCord. But to say that he's C.J. Stroud or Justin Fields.
I don't think so.
No. Which is also remarkable that they've lost three straight to Michigan with Stroud as their quarterback and the talent around him. Think about that, for Michigan to beat that team.
Jeez.
Think of the players that were around him.
Good point.
They were so loaded. And then also they had the NFL Rookie of the Year and an incredible player, C.J. Stroud, didn't beat Michigan.
That's why Jim is so hailed and so forgiven. I mean, Michigan's they're in trouble. It's continued trouble. It's not over, and Michigan fans don't care, partly because of what Bill's saying. They beat Ohio State three straight times. You're pretty much forgiven.
And Ohio
for
State was low. Well, like you said, Ryan Day's only lost three conferences. 40-3.
Lost to Michigan.
Imagine your record being in conference. Can you imagine anyone? Mike Riley's Big Ten record. It was 40-3 now.
It'd be weird.
And you're mad at him because he didn't beat Ohio State three times.
It's a different world. Yeah. They exist in a different world. First of all, 40-3.
40-3.
I don't even know how we handle that.
Yeah,
they're upset.
But come on.
They're upset. He's on the hot seat.
Kind of on the hot seat.
I think he was like the eighth on the list of people who might get fired first this year, Ryan Day.
He's not getting fired.
He's eighth at 40-3.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing everything right except beating Michigan. Pretty much everything right. Wow. It's an intense conversation. I'd still, you know what, though? I was thinking about it this morning, actually, driving to here. I'd like to see Penn State upset the apple cart. I'd just like to see Penn State finally break through. Like, finally beat Ohio State. Be the
big.
They've
got them at home.
I know.
Think about that. Ohio State has to go on the road to Oregon and to Penn State.
Right. I'd like to see Penn State take that next step. I mean, I'm not a big Frank fan. I don't know why. I just think it'd be fun to see Penn State. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's Penn State the king. It's not Ohio State. Now, that'd be trouble for Day.
That'd be bad for him. But it's still 43.
I don't know that they got the horses, though, to surpass Oregon and Ohio State. I just don't know if they got the horses.
I don't know
if they got the quarterback.
Two good running backs in that team.
Yeah, and they don't.
Solid defense.
Yeah, they're not great at receiver, though. They don't beat you downfield much. I don't know how they do it. I just like to see it. It'd be fun to see. Just something a little. Oh, wow. Penn State is the Big Ten champ. I'll be damned. Yeah. You know, that'd be amazing.
But yeah, they have
four, Nebraska,
Ohio State, though, four players, though. First team All-Americans.
Yes.
And two second team?
And two second team.
Well, you go back to Urban.
Six in the first two teams.
Hey, you go back to Urban's comments and Tressel's comments. They've never seen anything like it. They've never seen talent in that locker room like that. What? You won a national title, Urban? Yeah. No, I haven't seen talent like that.
We have a breaker that has some news for us.
What do we got?
About Ohio State.
Okay.
Now take this as if you want. Ross on YouTube watching the show.
Thanks, Ross.
Says, I have a friend that went to the Buckeyes practice yesterday.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip, but when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. Investment professionals reveal how they find their next great idea, what gives them their investment edge, and a few personal stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
And former Buckeye coach John Cooper was there.
Oh, Coop, he's around a lot. I talked to him. I used to talk to him all the time.
Cooper said, same thing, quote, "It's the most talented team I've ever seen," end quote, from John Cooper, apparently per Ross on YouTube.
Cooper would come in and talk to me because the one year I was there in the office I was in the head coach's emeritus office. They have a huge office for just ex-head coaches that they can always come in and have their own. If they want to come in for the day, they have an office. And that's where I was officed at. So Cooper would come in and sit and talk to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Where you were officed
at. That's
where
I was at. That was my... Because I got there late, and so they're like, "Hey, here's an office for you." No one ever comes in here. The head coach would come in, but sometimes Coop would roll in, just roll in.
Hey, you're in my office,
exactly. But he wouldn't even say that. He'd just sit down and talk. Yeah, he was great.
Wow. One time, what would I have been doing where Cooper? I tried to get an interview with Cooper, a one-on-one after a game, and he looked at me like I had two heads.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
he would. What'd you say to him?
I just said, "I'm sorry."
Sorry.
Did you call him something else?
What was I covering? It was probably Nebraska. I don't know what was I doing.
But Coop was a long time ago.
This is at Ohio State.
I don't remember what it was. I don't remember the circumstance. Would it have been a bowl game? I don't know. Anyway, I remember it pretty well.
Cooper, maybe your confusion is why he was confused. You don't know even what you even asked him. What you're talking
about? Maybe he's
about.
Confused because he's like, anyway. Why would you interview me? You're from Nebraska, and we have no ties to you. We don't play you.
Do you know who?
At that
I
time,
am?
You're not it's even in the same conference.
Cooper was being honored at Ohio State. I think is what.
Why were you talking to him?
Yeah.
Man?
Well, I don't know. Just for a note or something. Oh. Notebooks, part of a notebook. You know. Multi.
I understand his confusion.
I understand his confusion.
You have no idea what you're asking him, so I get it now.
Who's this little guy? Why are you asking me questions? Anyway, there you go.
All right, let's play the game show. Give us a call right now.
Oh, God, we got a call.
464-568-5, a chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today, how about some NFL pass rushers? Best sack artist in the NFL.
Right now or past?
Current one.
Alan Page.
We're not talking about Bruce Smith here. We're not talking. You know,
I have no chance.
Not talking about Reggie, not Reggie White here. We're talking about
no
current
chance.
Players.
Can we go back to the 70s?
Maybe sometime we'll go back to the 70s for this.
Curly Culp.
464-568-5. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Nick down, Sip and Bill in trivia. Today's topic, 2024 NFL pass rushers. And we've got Jason on the line. I think I can see Jason, by the way, on the phone back there. Jason, how do you feel about pass rushers today in the NFL?
Good enough. But there's, I liked what Sip said that I wish they were years past.
Okay.
Okay,
Jason. Maybe another
time,
not today. Bill is like, I can see Jason.
Better times.
On the video stream as we're doing this. All right, Jason, first question to you. Bill is a lifeline for one question for Sip. As always,
lock in, Bill.
Jason, what NFL team does pass rusher Rashawn Gary play for?
Ooh. Got it.
Got that?
I'm between two. I'll go Rashawn Gary. I'll go Jets.
No.
I have an eye.
Not the Jets.
If that's the case, then he's been traded.
Okay, then I'm gonna go with Bill Lifeline. Now hold on. Are you?
You don't have to take the.
How
question.
Are you with this?
Has he been traded, Jake?
Well, now you're scaring me real quick.
Can we ask that question?
Yeah, I want to know if he's been.
No, he's not been traded.
Packers.
I don't know if I. Yeah, that's correct. I kind of gave it away by saying it wasn't traded, but yes. 1-0
Well, lead. I knew we went to the Packers. That's what I was trying to figure out.
1-0 lead for Sip.
I'm done, but we're in good shape, buddy.
I know.
Bill's out of play.
No, we're good.
Back to you, Jason. Oh, sorry. No, sorry. This is your first question. Now I got to get flustered. Yeah. First question up 1-0. Sip, what team does pass rusher Kayvon Thibodeau play for?
Thibodeau.
Went to Oregon.
Oh, God, now you're giving me
I didn't say he's NFL. He went to school in Oregon.
Kayvon Thibodeau.
Yes.
Oh, I know this one, too.
Do you?
Bill, can I help you?
I know this one, too.
Do you? Falcons. Yeah.
Falcons. No. Don't say. Jason, do you want to steal Kayvon Thibodeau or not?
No, thank you.
That'd be the what, Bill?
Giants.
New York Football Giants is correct. 1-0 lead for Sip to
you
tie it up.
These.
Last question, Jason. What team does pass rusher Trey Hendrickson play for?
Got it. I don't know. The Jets.
Jets again. 0-2 on Jets. Yes, you don't have to take this.
I got pass. It. You passed.
You passed.
Yeah, who is it?
What was it?
Bengals.
That was right. It was the
Why
Bengals.
Why do you know all these?
I don't know.
He's locked in.
Head all three.
Now, this is for the win, Sip.
If I
miss this, I'll be very disappointed.
Oh, don't do that to me.
What team does pass rusher Max Crosby play for?
Oh, God. He plays for the Raiders.
Brilliant.
We won.
You won. That one was 7-6. Mark it up.
A little bit of a freebie.
We finally got a bump.
Yeah, it was a freebie.
I feel bad about
it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a layup.
Jason, we'll get you a bagel and a coffee, which you can pick up right now from Bell if you want.
If you want. Yeah, just Jason, just walk up and grab something out of the...
Go get the
out of the till.
Out of the till.
Go get it from Pella. There, thanks, Jason.
7-6.
The win. The win.
2-game winning streak to start the week. Good job, Bill. Thank you. I mean it. Good job.
You had all four of those, right,
all
Bill?
Four.
All four.
That's
and
you
were nervous.
For me.
And you were nervous about that.
Yeah. You don't give yourself enough credit on these.
You'd be surprised what I don't know.
No,
I
think you'd be surprised what you do know.
This is back to Bill now. Tiebreaker. How many sacks did longtime pass rusher Khalil Mack have last season for the Chargers?
Last season. 7.5.
Over.
He had 17. He had 6 in one game against the Raiders, by the way.
17 sacks.
He has a lot of sacks
in one game.
So I learned, so this is something I kind of had a feeling before, didn't know this. What's a sack worth in general for your contract? What's a sack worth in the NFL?
Good question.
Now, this is a common.
Is it a million?
Very common. It's worth $300,000.
Oh,
is
my
right?
God.
Every time you get a sack, it's worth three. That's what
that's
get
basically
paid.
Basically, it comes out.
So if you average 10 sacks a season, this is what you're going to get paid.
Seems like
$300,000 a
pretty,
sack.
Seems like a motivator.
It's pretty
like
solid.
A motivator. Like all of a sudden, third down also tells you how hard it is.
Yeah.
Think about it. They said 17 is remarkable, which means he got one a game. That's what he averaged, which is
because he had the 6 in the one game.
That's incredible. What I missed on Mac was I got to thinking, what year is he?
I think he's like in almost year 10.
Is he 10? Maybe he's more. I thought he's like even later than that. I thought he's about a 12-year guy. That, and then I'm going like, no, that's not right. He's more like an 8. I think. And so that's where I screwed up.
Khalil Mack was drafted in 2014, so this is going to be his 10th year.
Maybe his 10th
year. He had 17 sacks.
Last year he did.
Oh.
First round pick from Buffalo, 2014, pick 5 overall. But he's had a great career. Phenomenal career.
Yeah.
But if you can rush the passer, can rush the passer and affect the passer, sometimes you get paid for the sacks, but also there's sometimes where you're like, the guy didn't get a sack all game, and he probably made 8 plays for us by his pressure.
Chris Jones. Yeah. Jake.
He gets sacks.
Chris Jones.
Chris Jones gets sacks.
Yeah. Chris Jones freaks me out how good he is.
Very, very good for the Chiefs. Very, very good. The Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. Investment professionals reveal how they find their next great idea, what gives them their investment edge, and a few personal stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.